Parshas Va'era, the Parshas starts, Vayedaber Elikim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem. We have Elikim, which is Midas Adin, Vayedaber, it's a Lashon Chazak, Elikim El Moshe, but Hashem tells him, Ani Hashem. The emphasis is, also by Briyas Ha'olam, and also by Matan Torah, and also here by Yetzias Mitzrayim, you see a very similar pattern, that it starts with Elikim. Bereishis, if you look at Parshas Bereishis, dozens of times it says everything in the first two Prakim Elikim. Then granted there's a whole seraph of Hashem Elikim. And finally at the end of Parshas Bereishis, then if the Seder, etlucha time says Hashem. Similar by Matan Torah, by Yedaber Elikim, and then Baranohi Hashem Elikecha. And the third time over here by Yetzias Mitzrayim also, the process is by Yedaber Elikim, but he tells him that Ani Hashem. The emphasis, the Sfasemis explains, the Inyan is because Mitchilo also the machshavtoi livrei ha'olam b'midas hadin. But when the Eibishter saw that it's not able to be b'midas hadin, so the hechrich, it's part of the process. The Eibishter is kaviyachol kolichol, but the process goes that first is din, and then there's rachamim. Although the emes is when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echad, what the etzim was saying is that really it's kulu chad Hashem Echad. It's really it's a be'etzim deke echad. The Zohar says that Yudke Vovke, Avada, the Gematria is 26, but if you spell out the letters, of course it depends, there are different oifanim of Yudke Vovke B'miluya. Well, a Yud is Avada spelled Yud Vov Dalid. Vov though, and Hey can be spelled various ways. Hey Aleph, Hey Yud, Hey Hey, and there are various Sirufim, but one of them is that Yudke Vovke, when it's with Alephs, it's Shove Mem Hey, 45. Dr. Zoyar, Mem Hey, if you spell that out, Mem Mem, Hey Aleph, then it's 86, that's right, Elikim. So Hashem is Elikim. Also Elikim B'Miluay is 300, but Yudke Vovke in Atbash is also 300, his Matzpat is also with 300. So it's really all that Hashem is Elikim. Now, the ages that tells him, Ba'erol Abram al Yitzhak v'el Yaakov v'kel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem lo nedati lehem. The Mashiach was saying that the MS, the entire Sefer Bereishis, the Giloi Kvodes Baruch to the Avos was a Hizgalus in the Oifen of Shakai. Only now the Rabbi Yisrael is saying that he's saying Ushmi Havaya. The Sfarim explained that Shakai, Avada, it's Shin, Dalit, and then Yud, if you spell out, Toshis brings this in Chagiga Daf Tesvav, if you spell out the Shin, Yud, and the Dalit, Shin, Yud, Nun, Yud, Vav, Dalit, Dalit, Lamet, Tov, the hidden Oisius, this is not Miluye, this is without the original Shin Dal and Yud. Only the hidden letters is Gematria 500. Because 500, the Sforum explained, is Mamish and Inyan of Teva. Pru Urvu is Gematria 500. A person has 248 Eivorim, but Kiyudua, a woman has 4 more Eivorim. So a Geber and Isha Tzazamin is Chamesh Meyois Eivorim. The Gemara Chagiga, that's what Tarsus is going on over there, says that there is Chamesh Meyois Mahal and Chamesh Meyois Mil between the Oilam and the Rekia. And then again, between the hefsek, between each rakia. So 500 represents the teva. That's what the Rabbi Yisrael was creating, all these rakiyim. He finally said, die, sha'amar lo ilamai die. But the oifen of the pnim of shakai is the 500. But then, there's something else that goes beyond the 500. Beyond the 500 is 501. Osher is 501. Ditzach adash be'achav, which was starting the process of the makis, is 501. Because the Eibush is saying, I was misgalat to the Avos Bekel Shakai. But that was still within the realm of Teva. That's 500. The Pnim of Shakai is 500. Over now, it's going a step by to Shmi Avaya, represents a new Metzias that's Shaloike Derech HaTeva, and that's going to be the process of taking Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Because the Emes, I'll be the Teva, and I'll be how Klal Yisrael, the Avos, when Miyaseid, the Etzim, it's still under the realms of Teva, and there's no way to go out of Mitzrayim. What's more, they're already in the Kemat Nun Shari Tumah of the Mitzrim. The Oifen of Oitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vilakachti, the Shoinus of Geula is because Ushmi Havaya. Now he's bringing in a new Bechina, a new Metzias, a new Bria. If you do a B'Shem, the Goyim, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in Pesachim, the Rishonim bring it to Yerushalmi also, that the Arba Koises that we drink on the Leil HaSeder are commemorative of many different things, but one of the pshatim is it's connected the arba l'shoinos of geula vaytzeisi v'itzalti v'gaalti v'lakachti motu mishmei from the goyim. The goyim says that it's a toyus. It's not vaytzeisi v'itzalti v'gaalti v'lakachti. Velakachti is already Matan Torah. Velakachti Neskilin in the Om. The same way that he Beisi Al Oretz is already, you know, the fifth Kaisis, not in the Cheshbon. Zok the Goin, the Arba Kaisis of Oitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, and Vigoalti. There was two levels in the Geula, and the Arba Kaisis, in fact, the fourth one is not Velakachti, it's Vigoalti, Vigoalti. It only says it once, but Vigoalti, Tzveimo. The Deferta Kaisis, Nochamo, Vigoalti. Zok the Goin, Hagam, the Yerushalmi, the Medrash, the Rishonim and Sochim, Iberal, Tzemlucha Pletzer, it's always quoted as Vaitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vilakachti, except for the Rashbam. The Rashbam is a shtickle of stira. There's a Rashbam in the beginning of Erev Pesachim, right? There's not that much Rashbam in Shas, only in a few places, but in Erev Pesachim there's Rashi and Rashbam, but also in Baba Basra Zachnun Test there's Rashbam, and it's a stira in the Girsa, because in Baba Basra Nun Test the Rashbam says, Vaitzeisi, Vigaalti, Vilakachti, Vitzalti, which it's the wrong order. It's the right four, but it's the wrong order. There's a suggestion to say that it's actually the right order. He skips Vitzalti. It should say Vaitzeisi, Vigaalti, Vilakachti, Vaitzeisi. Meaning the Rashbam is in the correct order, but he's pushing Mashmet Vitzalti, and he puts Vaitzeisi at the end. That's a Shaila and Girsa. But none of the Rishonim, the Medrash, the Yerushalmi, they always say Vilakachti Kibshuta. The Goyim is saying, no, it says in dozens of places, not like him. He says it's always a Toyis Atfus. The Goyim, it's always a Toyis Atfus. It's always Vaitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vigaalti. Nuvikem and Adington of the Goyim. You have Rishonim. You have a Yerushalmi. You have a Medrash. He says it's a mistake. It's supposed to say Vaitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vigaalti. So on my side, I found the Balaturim connected the Goyim. Now, of course, I can't find a Balaturim that says Vaitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vigaalti. That's going to be a Toyis at first, like we said already. But the Balaturim says that the words Vaitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vigaalti is gematria like Yifchais la'adam Yisrael me'arba kaisa shal yayin. So it's hands down, work it out. It's not Vigaalti twice. And of course, like the Turiyev, like this Balaturim, it's miyushev why we do the dafka with yayin. Why not with arba kaisis of mayin, or maybe four matzis, which actually there are those that do the minig of the Arizal. I think a percentage of Klal Yisrael does the minig of the Arizal with three matzis by the Leila Seder. Not like the Goyin that does two, but like the Arizal that it's three. When you break the middle one in half, you actually have four matzis. There's a many pshatim why dafki yayin. One of the pshatim is because yayin, it's moisif v'hoylich, right? Another drink, another kais of mayim is just one more kais of mayim. By yayin, it's marbe the simcha exponentially. I think that's the word. And therefore, there's an inyan that the geulois also, the levels of oitzeisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti go exponentially to higher levels. It's brought down in the Chidah and a few other places also. I saw this concept brought down. The reason we say Arba Koisos, Kois is 86. Kois is Gematria 86. The Zohar brings that in many places. Kois is the same Gematria as Elikin. 86. The Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. That's what the Pasuk says. Moshe ben Yisrael, Abba Mitzvah Shleishim Shom. Lamai said they were there only for 210. Oh, but the emphasis that the Koishi Hashibud was only 86 years. So the Chidah and others, they explain this. Some Sefer also brings it. The Yidden was supposed to be 430. You know what that is? That's 5 times 86. There was supposed to be 5 yods of din. And instead, we went out after 1 yad, after 1 kois, after 86 years. So instead, we have to go back and go. But the Arba Koisos represent 4 times 86 is the 344 years that they should have been. They should have been 430 years of Shibud. 5 midos of Elikim, 5 midos of Din, 5 kaisas. They only were 1 kais. And therefore the other 4 kaisas, we have to drink. What? No, the 210 I'm not talking about. I'm talking about that the Koishi Hashibud was 86. The 210 is irrelevant to this Nakuda, but that the Koishi Hashibud was 86, it was supposed to be 5 times this 86, Chamesh Yodos of. Right, that's why, you know who set this up? Yosef in Mitzrayim said that whenever the Oilam has to give him food, that he's selling everyone the food, Arba Yodos you can keep, you only have to give me 1 yad. So Yosef in the Sheirish of the Inyan, Shtel Devek, yes, there's a Shiva in Mitzrayim, but you only have to give a fifth. I gave that. You drink 4 kaises. The emissary is, the Chassam Sefer says that there's really a fifth kais for Hevesi, and then he says, well, Asid Lovid, there's going to be a sixth kais, which is Gematria 516, which is very big Indian. It's Gematria Tikva, but that's not the point. The point is that Voeschanon is 515. Tefillah is 515. And Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Al Toysef Davar Eilai, because 516 is six Kaisis already. That would have been, and that would have represented the Geula Ha'asida. The Torah now gives us the Yichus of Moshe and Aaron. It starts with Reuven and Shimon, and it gets to Levi. The Kliyoker says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'emes is looking for a manhig. So he starts with Reuven, and he goes through, he doesn't find someone, he goes through Shimon. He finally comes to Shevet Levi, and he finds Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron, not by coincidence, right, are brothers, but Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in them Moshe to be the Goyal and the manhig and the Melech, and Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol. The remes for Moshe Min HaTorah, the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, Mordechai Min HaTorah Minayin, Ez Min HaTorah Minayin, Haman Min HaTorah Minayin, and what's relevant for us, Moshe Min HaTorah Minayin, and the Makar is Bishagam Hu Basar, in the end of Parashas Bereishis. This forum explained because, you know, in other dosois, in other religions, a lot of time, the basis of it is that Ki'ilu, the maschil of this religion is an Elohus. He started off as Elohos. He could have been Elohos. He was a mamzer. He's not. But it turns into Elohos Eretz. We're stelling a vek over here that no, Bishagam Hu Basar, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Yelud Isha. Avada, one of the Yud Gimel Ikri Emuna, is to be maimed that his Darg of Nevuah is uncircumcised and no one can have it. That's an Ikri Emuna. It's not a Prat. Oh, we're talking about a Yelud Isha. We're talking about a person. He has a brother. He has a sister. He has parents. He is a regular person. Now, it puts them, Lamaisa, together. There's Moshe and Aaron. It even says, Hu Aaron and Moshe, Hu Moshe and Aaron. L'rabbi sheshkulim hein. L'rabbi sheshkulim hein. You know, in the older editions of Sfarim, in the printing, they used to have in the Sharblat, it's hard to find Sfarim like that now, but in the Sharblat, it was actually Ki'ilu Dmus of Moshe and Aaron, a painting, a tziur, of Ki'ilu. Moshe usually has Karnayim coming out, Kikoran or Ponov, Aaron with the big day Kahuna. And in a lot of these Svarim, Moshe Rabbeinu is very tall and thin, and Aaron is shorter and wider. So they asked one of the printers where this came from. So he said, Vosei, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was 10 amas high up here, the Gemara and Brachas in the beginning of the 9th Perek, with Oig, the whole Cheshvan. And Aaron, who has to go on three stairs to light the menorah, that's 18 Tvachim, is actually much shorter. So he says, fine, so that's why he's taller and he's shorter, but why the dimensions? He says, well, say, shkulamen. Azoi, kach hoya maisa. Lamaisa, the Ben Ishchai brings that Moshe and Aaron, tzazamin is gematria 601. Moshe 345 is Aaron 256, 601. That's sheish meyos ve'echad. Echad is eleph and aleph, you have to understand. The Sfarim explained that in the column of Gematria, Tuf is the last letter, it's worth 400. But the truth is that there's Chamesh Oisiyas of Mansapach. The Chamesh Oisiyas of Mansapach are respectively worth 500, 600, 700, 800, and 900. The Endit Tzadi is worth 900 in Gematria. After the Endit Tzadi, the system doesn't end. You go then to Aleph, which is Eleph. We even write it, we write it. Someone wants to write 1,522. He writes Aleph. Tov Kuf, Tov Kuf Nun Beis. You're right. The Aleph is Eleph. It explains the Chassam Sofer because Aleph, the letter Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. It can either be spelled Aleph. How do you spell Aleph? Which Nakudis do you put under it? The Aleph is a Patach, and Leif is a Seire. That's like Yud Kei Vav Kei. Two dots is like two Yudalach, and then the Vav. The Patach is a Vav. But when it's Eleph, there are six dots, two Segols. That's Shishim Ribi of Klal Yisrael. One is Hashem, but one is the Klal Yisrael. There's Aleph and Eleph. So when Moshe and Aaron are equal to 601, it's really Sheish Meyos, the Aleph, but it's Sheish Meyos Eleph. It represents that they're representing the Ganze Klal Yisrael. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a fascinating story. As a young child, we know him in the Bais Paroi. He then disappears. No one knows where he is. He's by Yisra. He gets married. He's the king. He fights a lot of wars. There's a lot of things. Epes akum tzarik u'moshe ben shmoy. The pasuk says, u'moshe ben shmoy nimshana ve'aron ben sholish u'shmoy nimshana ve'omdim lefnei paroi. Moshe is 80. Aaron is 83. The achroinim, many of the achroinim, still on a gevaldika. mathematical, I don't know what the word is, there's something missing, we have a puzzle. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 when he stands in front of Paro. The Pasuk says, Mefurish, that the Yidden were a midbar for Arboyim Shana. The Pasuk says in the end of Dvarim that Moshe Rabbeinu was Ben Mea Be'esrim Shana when he was Nif. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he comes to Paro at the beginning of the story here, he is 80. It's a Mefurish, a Pasuk of Bnei Yisrael, Ochel Saman Bamidbar, Arboyim Shana. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter at 120. Which sounds good, right? 80 plus 40 is 120. But we're missing a year. The year of the Makos. Mishpat HaMitzriim V'Mitzrayim is one of the five things that the Mishnah in Idiyos, Paragimel says, took 12 months. So we have a 12-month, one-year process of the Makos. 80 plus 1 plus 40 is 121. But the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was 120 when he was Nifter. This is a big problem. The options are to say that he wasn't really 80, he was 79. Or they weren't really in Mitzrayim for 40 years. They were really in the Midbar, they were in the Midbar for 39 years. Or that maybe it wasn't the full year. Moshe Rabbeinu here is already coming, and it's not a full year. I mean, each of these is shver, but it's the potential one of the three pshatim you can work on. 80 means 79, 40 means 39, or the one is not really a full one. Don't do all three, because then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be 118. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and they want to impress Paroi, and Paroi is the Melech of Mitzrayim, which is Malei Kishif. So Hashem tells Moshe, listen, Ki yedaber aleichem Paroi, tnu lochem moifes. Zaptanayim aleichem moifes de gezach. It should have said, tnu lonu moifes. The pshat is, as we're going to see now in the process, the Chartumim in the beginning think that they could also do the Makis. They actually are Metzliach the first two times. What Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to do, they the Makis that are the Beshefer, and it's not Kishif, and it's not Shadim, and it's not Lahateim, and Lateim, and Mechashvim, and all that, is that it's the Boyer Elam Alein. When a magician who's doing Kishif, Lahat, or whatever he's doing, he knows his trick. I mean, when he's on the stage, he's tried it like 100 times before. He does it in his sleep already. He doesn't get surprised. Over here, it's Ki Yedaber Aleichem Paroi, Tnu Lochem Moifes. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Mach Da Moifes, that you're going to be Nispo also. You don't know the Yad. The Abish is going to do it in front of you right now. You should be just as Nispo, not Tnu Lanu, Tnu Lochem. Do a Moifes that you yourself are Nispo from. It's Yedua. Kemat, this is based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, but the Beis Halevi, actually in Parshas B'Shalach, has an Arichas about it. He says that the Mitzriim had two standard ways of doing this, we'll call it magic. There may be more, but maybe sub-topics, but it's basically Kishif and Shadim. And the Beis Halevi explains, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, Kishif can be hypech dover to the dover acher, right? You turn a stick into a snake, you turn water into blood. It can be hypech a dover to a different dover, but it's only dimyan. It's not real. It looks like it's the other thing, but it's only dimyan. Then this Shadim could bring something from somewhere else, but the people that are showing it on the Shadim don't have shlit on anything less than an adosha. And that's why when Moshe did Kishif that the Mata was a Nachash, the Mitzrim also did Kishif. When Moshe was Hoifer Dam Lamayim, the Mitzrim also Bidinyan turned it into Mayim. By Kinim, the problem was that it says that they're not Shoilet on something that small. So that's why they didn't do Kishif. But why didn't they try Shadim? Explains the Beis Halevi, there's another rule in Shadim. You can only be shoylet and do the koyach of shadim as if you're standing on the ground. Another thing is also that if you're in water it's not shoylet. They couldn't do the dam with shadim because shadim is not shoylet in water. As a matter of fact, we'll digress for a minute, the Zoyar and the Arizal and the Chidah and the Nisnagishitz and many explain, this is Negev for Purim, but they explain that Esther was never actually nivolat achashverish chas v'shalom, not boinus in the beginning and not kasher avarati afterwards. It's poshut that she sent in a shade that looked like her, and it looked like it was her. So why kasher avarti avarti? Because if two agents say that someone that looks like Esther went in, she's usher, even if it wasn't her. Same way there's a havmin in ksubas, that even if you did do it, but they weren't agents, you're not usher. But that's an interruption. But the point is like this. It says in the Gemara Megillah, shehoysohoy leches michet shalach shveirish, v'toyveles v'oyleches l'morachai. What's the tevila for? Why does she have to be toyvel? So some say Nida, Ahasuerus wasn't Makpura Nida, she's going to Mordechai, Makpura Nida. The Ben Ish Chai says a very interesting pshat. He says, Esther was never by Achashverosh, it was a shade. But Mordechai was worried maybe the shade is coming to him also. So he wanted to make sure to check, so he put it in water, he's titled it, to see that it's the real Esther and not the shade. Because the shade is hapich when it's in water. Now, by Kinim already they said etzbe lekimhi, meaning they know their systems, right? They have Kishif 101 and Shadim 101. But by Kinim, neither worked. Memeh, etzbe lekimhi, there's no other Havana to it. What's the chap? Maybe it was Shadim. Shadim you can't control on such a small thing. But let them do Kishif. Teretz says Kishif you can't do if you're not attached to the ground. Not in water and not if you're not attached to the ground. So it's a murder chap. Why weren't they attached to the ground? Because the whole offer turned into Kinim. But now, one second. So what's their spiders? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu did Kishif. He was able to do it. He was on the ground. Now they can't because they're already, there's a chatzitza of the Kinim. Teretz is, the Chatumim said, Heretzu, if it's Shadim, people don't have Shlita on Shadim on so small. So Moshe can't be doing Shadim. Elamites Kishif. Kishif is only a Dimyon. If it's only a Dimyon, it looks like we're standing on Kinim. But really, we're still standing on the ground. We should be able to do it as well. From the fact that we can't do it, it's a merit of Gazach. Not that the fact that Moshe did, but the fact that they can't do it shows them that this is real Kinim, not Dimyon Dikakishif. If so, so Etz Belikimi. Frek the Marsha with the answer in heaven, why didn't they do Oroiv? So he says already, Oroiv, what was the point? You know, they already caught on by what's it called, that not. Another Indian is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin actually says that when you do something with Kishif, it doesn't have a chiyus. It doesn't have batteries. You know, it just looks like the thing. It doesn't move. So I saw in Dayelos HaShachar, on the Chumash, he tells, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin two stories with Amiroyim that Ze'iri and Rabbi Yanai, that they Epis had a masumatim with a machshefa, and she turned him into this, then she gave him something to drink. Agan HaShachar Vataria. The point is, in one shlav, Ze'iri turns her into a chamor. But when he's driving, and he drives on her in the chamar, in the middle of the shuk, but then one of her chavetas chaps who it is, so she throws water at it, and he was embarrassed. He was riding on the isha in the shuk. So Frekar Simon, I thought the Gemara said 2 minutes earlier that the kishav doesn't move. So he says it's poshut. If you turn a stick into a snake, it doesn't move because it's a stick. But if you turn a woman into a chamar, the woman already had batteries. Not a problem. Yeah. It's totally in the shurish with it. That's a glatta teretz. Yeah, but why didn't they try to do Dever? Why didn't they try to do Dever? The Marsha says they didn't try to do Tzvardeya. They didn't try to do Ari because they were going to be asked. Why didn't they try Dever? Explains the Marsha, explains the Chassam Sofer. It goes like this. The MS, let's set up the Cheshbon over here. The Chassam Sofer is coming to explain why the Chartumim didn't do Dever. Right. Actually, by Dever, it says that only the Mitzrim's behemoth died. And the Pasuk even says, V'hitla Hashem, that none of the Le'meis Mi Yisrael, Dover. Interesting, I saw Dover means that in Dever, not only did animals die, but like the Mitzri came home, all of his Kalim were broken. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Kalim Shvirosan, Zuhi Misosan. So all the Kalim also broke, everything fell, everything was Sabrochen. Oh, the Chol B'nei Yisrael like makes Dover, nothing. And this Kenzach, I feel the Kalim also didn't break. But the Chartumim L'Chayr should have tried to do such as well. Why didn't they? So a little bit background on the Cheshbon over here. The Mishnah says in, well, we'll talk about even closely about all the Makas, and we'll get back to Dever. The Mishnah says in Idiyos, we mentioned already that Mishpat HaMetzriim Shebemidbar Yud Beis Chodesh. It's actually Perek Beis in Mishnah Yud in Idiyos. It says over there were five things that their mishpat was 12 months. This is the Mishnah. Mishpat Dor HaMabul Shnei Masr Chodesh, Mishpat Iyoyim Shnei Masr Chodesh, Mishpat HaMitzriim B'Mitzrayim Shnei Masr Chodesh, Mishpat Goyim Modul Gosef Lovi Shnei Masr Chodesh, Mishpat Rishon B'Gehenem Shnei Masr Chodesh, that's the meaning of 12 months, by the Ketira, Yud Beis Chodesh, that whole thing, fine. Yud Al Chodesh. Your stomach didn't have a full man. The toilet was less. Chodesh less. That was in units of Chodesh, first place. Okay. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, says that on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, Nisbatel Shibud Abiseinu B'Mitzrayim. The Bittul HaShibud was on Rosh Hashanah. Now, how does this thing? We know that, Yitzias Mitzrayim was on Tesvav Nisan. Makas B'Choyreis was therefore Leil Tesvav. That's what we assume. When was Choyshech? Working our way backwards. There are those that say that Choyshech, Yeshua says, that Choshech was actually in Nisan, but others work it back to Adar. Now let me try to set this up. How long was each Maggid? On one hand, the Shibur of the Mitzrayim only stopped in Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, which causes some Achrayim to say, not like the Mishnah in Idyas, Machloikas HaSugyas, and the Maggid started on Tishrei. But let's assume that no, the Maggid in fact started a full year, Yud Beis Chodesh. But somehow during the first Maggid, the Yidden was still suffering. The Sevel ended only on Rosh Hashanah. But how do you cheshbon out? So that some Sefer wants to say that every Rosh Chodesh was a Maggid. Now the Emes says, how long did each Maka last? It's raining. One of them said, doesn't say which one, Chad Omar, that each time the Makkah took 23 days. Then there was a 7-day break. And Chad Omar, no, the Makkah was 7 days, and then there was a 23-day break. Dehainu vayimali shivas yomim achrei hakoyis Hashem esi'or. Is that referring to the 7 days of Makkah's dam? That finally after 7 days Hashem took it away? Or no, vayimali the shevi yomim, the 7-day respite after the 23-day Makkah. It says in the Yifei Torah, and the Medrash asked that, it says in the first in the Pesukim that Choshech was in sections of 3 days apiece, and we know that there was 3 days, and then another 3 days. It got even worse. Where's the seventh day? We'll have to see by Makkas Choshech. There's all kind of throats on where the seventh day of Choshech went. But L'chayrut Mash was for 6 days. Now, if every Makkas for 7 days, so Choshech proportionally also was 6 days, and the seventh day went somewhere. Maybe it was Shabbos Agadah, there was a break in between. But that's what the Yeshua says. But the Yifei Torah, the Medrash says, no, Choshech actually went in units of 3. And like Man Diyama, that each Makkah was 7 days, Choshech in fact also was 2 sets of 3. If you learn like the sheet of 23 days, it also came in sets of 3, but there were actually 8 sets of 3. Came in a whole bunch of them. So that's the Cheshbon. Now, whether you learn it was 7 or you learn it was 23, and the 7 days was the break, the Makkahs came in intervals of a Chodesh. The Chasam Sofer wants to suggest that maybe it goes like this. Again, we had a problem. If the Makkos were monthly events, then L'chari, you have to start from the year of the year before. That means Dan was in Iyar, Tzavadeya was in Sivan, Kenan is in Tammuz, V'chule. But that doesn't seem like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but says that the Shibud was Mizbatel on Rosh Hashanah. Unless you say that actually during Iyar, Dan, Sivan, Tzavadeya, Tammuz, Kenan, V'chule, there were Makkos already, but there was still already the Shibud. The Shibud only was Mizbatel after Deva. And the Achrayim deal with that. The Mefarshim in Mesechta Ovis and Mesechta Idiyas deal with it. Other Achrayim also. But an interesting shot from the Chasam Sofer that we're trying to say. Chasam Sofer wants to shtim the Mishpat, the Bittul Abdus with the Makkos. So he suggests that the Makkos actually started on Rosh Hashanah. And he said Rosh Hashanah was Dam, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan was Tzvardeya, Rosh Chodesh Kislev was Kinam, Rosh Chodesh Tevis was Oroiv, Rosh Chodesh Shvat was Dever. It was 2 hours. Adar Aleph was Shchin, Adar Beis was Borod, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Arbe. After Arbe, there already wasn't a break. Choshech was from Zion Nisan till Yud Gimel Nisan. That's actually 7 days. But Yud Nisan was a break because it was Shabbos HaGadol, Hapsok in the Choshech, and it went from Zion to Yud Gimel, and then Yud Dalet, Lel Tazvav is already Marcus Bechayrus. He has a whole Arichas on that, but I want to focus on one prat. The Chasam Sofer makes a cheshbon based on the Gemara on Shabbos that says the Yetzias Mitzrayim is on a Thursday. So he works out the dates. The Gemara makes a cheshbon. They went Matan Torah. Matan Torah was on a Shabbos. Machloekes Rav Yosi and the Rabbanon. If it was Vav, was Zayin Sivan. If Moshe was Hayseh Bimata Midaitai. But Hakam Hoytim was on a Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer makes a cheshbon, therefore, working his way back, that Rosh Chodesh Shvat was Shabbos. And the month of Dever was on, started on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which is on a Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer brings, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that you can't do magic on Shabbos. The Gemara actually said, there was a Shaka Batari between Turnus Rufus and Rabbi Kiva, right? Turnus Rufus sees Rabbi Kiva, he says, "Ma yoyim yoyimayim, what's special about Shabbos?" So Rabbi Kiva tells him back, "Ma gevrim yigovrin, what's special about you?" So he says, you know, the Melech decided that HaKadosh is Masim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that I'm Turnus Rufus, you know. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also decided that Shabbos is a special day. So he says, yeah, but why? Prove, man. So Rabbi Akiva told him, Sambat Yon, Yoichiach, because the Sambat is Shoibis on Shabbos. Bal Oiv Yoichiach, because people that do the magic, the Kishkmachers, can't do it on Shabbos. And Kivrei Shel Aviv Yoichiach, because Tarnas Rufus' father's kever, fire was always going, because Gehenim on Shabbos it stopped. So which means he was showing him Sambatin is a riot to Shabbos Bereshis, Oiv is a riot to Shabbos of Matan Torah, and Kevra Ovav is a riot to Shabbos of Osav Lovi of Gehenim and Gan Eden. But the point is that it's important in the Gemara that Shabbos is no Oiv. Oiv Azoi says the Chassam Sofer according to his Cheshbonos, since perfectly it worked out according to him that Rosh Chodesh Shvat was the onset of Makas Devar, was on a Shabbos, that's why they didn't even attempt to try it, because it doesn't work on Shabbos. I saw there's a fascinating set of Sforim that just came out recently from Rav Tzvi Reisman from Los Angeles on the Chadoshim. It's very interesting. Over the past 10 years, his name is called Rotz Katzvi. Over the past 10 years, every year he gave a different kuntras on what the 12 Chadoshim represent, the 12 Tzirufi of Avaya, the 12 Shvatim, the 12 Kisvei of Ksuvim, the 12 Sforim in Shrei Osar, the 12 Mazalos, on and on. And it's a pattern, but he works out how the Chadoshim are connected, these different things. Just wanted to, in Yonim, we're holding Shabbos Mevorchen of Chodesh Shvat. We know that the Torah in Siman Tav Yud Zayin, we've mentioned this many times, says that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is connected to Sholish Regalim. Avram being Pesach, Yitzchak being Shavuos, and Yaakov Nosos. But then the Torah continues that the Yud Beis Rosei Chodesh are also Moyadim. Harei Be'etzem Mitchino, there should have been Isra Malach on all of the Yud Beis Chodesh. There are karbonos, par, aisle, shiva kvasim, two par aisle, shiva kvasim, it's a whole process. And there would have been a simulacha, no chayta egel, took that away, no, the noshim, it lives, ayin sham, and hukas resh chayish in the Torah, in Siman Tav Yud Zayin. But the Torah says that the same way the sholish regalim are connected to avos, the yud beis rosh chayish are connected to shvatim. There's a machloikis, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and the Arizal, how do you reckon which shevet is connected, which chayish? According to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it goes al pi seder le'dosam, and therefore Shvat nearing the end over here is Yosef. There are those that want to say that Adar is Yosef, because then Menashe and Ephraim could work out for Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. But the Arizal goes with a different cheshbon, and he actually counts Menashe and Ephraim in, and he goes based on the seder that Yaakov gave the brachas to. But upon him, Shvat is Osher. So he explains very nice. Osher, on one hand, is Shemen, but on the other hand, the mazel of Shvat is a Dli. So he explains over there that the Dli and the Shemen both represent Torah. Now, there's a very important Yesoid. I think it's the only one, if anyone can correct me. The date, the Ta'arich, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, is a date that's mentioned in the Torah. And in a lot of Sfarim it says, from the Chiddush Arim, and even before, a date that's mentioned in the Torah has a bezundere maila, bezundere gadlus. In the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, it says, by the beginning of Mishneh Torah, Be'astei osar chodesh, be'echad lachodesh, hoyol moishe be'er is a Torah zeis. The 11th month, that's Shvat, be'echad lachodesh, the first of the month. Rosh Chodesh Shvat was mentioned in the Torah as a very special date. What was it? When Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents Torah, which is Shemen, which is Mayim, which is a Dali, Moshe Rabbeinu says on him, Yizal Mayim Midolyoi, because the Dali, it's a fascinating thing, the Dali is a bucket. It's not the Chavis that holds the Yayin as a permanent Ichsun when you want to store it. It's a transfer. You want to get the Mayim from the bar to the Kais where the person is going to drink it. The Koyach that transfers is the Dali. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Dali. That oil bayer is a Torah azois, Moshe Rabbeinu Mishnah Torah is giving us the Torah on Aleph Shvat. Aleph Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. Beis Hillel argues and says, Betesvov boy, but either way, it's Shvat, because Shvat represents when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Dli, is giving us the Koyach of Torah, and the potential, the vast potential that's in Shvat, because Ki Ha'odom Eitz Hasode, every person is an Elon, every person is an Eitz. And the Koyach of Shvat is that the What are we celebrating by the Ilonis? In Shvat, there's no Peiros yet. The Peiros come out in the summer, in Tammuz. In the Bekoyach, in the Pnim of that Eitz, licked the Koyach to bring out the Bepoyel, which is also Shvat, to bring out that Koyach HaTorah Hoyel, Moshe Be'er is HaTorah Azois. In some years, it's already come out the end of his man. In a Shana Meuberes, it's Gar, still, we're holding in the Chetzi Rishon of this man. The Hoyel should be able to take the Hoyel Moshe Be'er is HaTorah Azois, Ibishtai in the Sugis. Good.